Your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A blend of clouds and sun today with highs around 67. Winds out of the south, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows level off around 39. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 49. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Thursday. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 54.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. High fertilizer prices could lead more producers to consider taking their land out of crop production and enrolling it in CRP. Those words from Farm Service Agency Administrator Zach Ducheneau. He said the price of fertilizer is skyrocketing right now, and he thinks it's actually going to probably drive more folks to look at CRP as an option. But Ducheneau said it's still very early to tell what CRP enrollment will look like. The general sign-up closes March 11th, and enrollment began January 31st. Grassland sign-up starts April 4th and will go through May 13th. Corn and soybean price is also soaring, and that could discourage farmers from taking cropland out of production. Canadian authorities cracked down over the weekend on truckers blocking bridges to the U.S. That'll be a relief to U.S. and Canadian beef and pork traders who ship almost all their product by truck. Blockage of the Ambassador Bridge was the primary concern to U.S. exporters because it's the gateway to Toronto, and traffic has been diverted for the past week to smaller Blue Waters Bridge, that according to U.S. Meat Export Federation. It was creating significant delays, forcing some U.S. exporters to put off shipments. The U.S. sent roughly $1 billion worth of pork to Canada in 2021, USMEF said. Since not just the meat has been impacted, it's a lot of ag trade taking place at those crossings, whether it's feed grain, feeder pigs coming south, or feeder cattle going north. Farmers expected to increase cotton acres about 7% this year as growers try to take advantage of prices that are the highest they've been in years. National Cotton Council Annual Survey of Planting Intentions says farmers are expected to plant about 12 million acres this spring, up from 11.2 million acres in 2021. That is an Ag Business Update. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Good, clean John Deere 8R Series tractors are almost impossible to find right now. New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska has some great low-hour 8R Series tractors in stock now. How about this 2019 John Deere 8370R with only 1,450 hours on it, loaded with almost every option available, asking $305,000. Call 308-340-8989 for more information on this great tractor. New Frontier Ag, your premium connection to premium equipment.
Fairbury Livestock Company proudly salutes the Fairbury and surrounding area FFA chapters for training their members in the many areas of agriculture. Today's FFA members are tomorrow's leaders in the field of agriculture. From your friends at Fairbury Livestock Company, check out our cattle sales on Tuesdays.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Authorities are investigating after police officers shot and critically wounded a man in Leavenworth. Officers from several departments were into an area near 4th and Miami Streets around 5 a.m. Sunday because a man had a gun. Authorities blocked off traffic in the area and began to negotiate with him. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation said 31-year-old Donald Barden Jr. ignored officers' commands, waved his gun around, and made suicidal statements during the standoff. Then around 6:20 a.m., he ran towards the officer and pointed his gun at them, and two officers shot at him, wounding him. Barton was taken to a hospital in critical condition. A bill making its way through the Kansas legislature could make trips to the liquor store a thing of the past. House Bill 2611 would allow liquor stores to start delivering alcohol to customers or partner with third-party delivery services. There is a public hearing for the bill Wednesday in the House Committee on Federal and State Affairs. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Governor Laura Kelly on Monday directed affected state agencies to apply Kansas law when complying with the United States Supreme Court's decision to uphold the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services ruling requiring staff to be vaccinated against COVID-19. That's according to a statement from her office. The directive requires agencies complying with the CMS rule to follow Kansas state laws regarding medical and religious exemptions, documentation, and self-attestation regarding vaccination status. A Kansas man was arrested in Pittsburgh Friday after a months-long investigation into his distribution of child pornography. An investigation was launched last November when Wichita's Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force learned of a suspect uploading child pornography to the Internet. Pittsburgh police arrested 41-year-old Rex William Allen Mills on 19 counts of sexual exploitation of a child, specifically related to the possession of sexually explicit images of children under the age of 18. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. The Nebraska State Patrol says a Cass County Sheriff's deputy fatally shot a man during a confrontation inside of a home near Alvo in southeastern Nebraska. The patrol says the shooting happened late Sunday night after deputies were called to the home by a man who said his son had hit him in the head during an altercation. Officials said the man fled the home, and arriving deputies found his son, identified as 34-year-old Andrew Stratton, in the home's basement. The patrol said during negotiations with Stratton, a deputy fired his weapon, hitting Stratton, who died at the scene. The police said investigators found a bow and arrow and long knife at the scene. The number of virus hospitalizations and cases continues to decline sharply across Nebraska, but hospital officials said Monday that their facilities remain busy with non-COVID-19 patients, and they're dealing with ongoing staff shortages and a backlog of procedures that were delayed during last month's surge driven by highly contagious Omicron variant. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Before you know it, spring will be here, and it'll be time to start mowing again. So now's the time to get your mower to Maximum Outdoor Equipment and get in on the Kohler Winter Service Special. Take your mower to Maximum Outdoor before the end of February, and you'll get a 15% discount on labor. Or give them a call at 943-0201 and arrange half-price pickup and delivery of your mower. The folks at Maximum Outdoor Equipment know mowers inside and out, and unlike the big box stores, they specialize in outdoor power equipment. They've been servicing Kohler engines for over 30 years and have the genuine Kohler parts and the expertise to make sure your mower is ready to mow come spring. This Kohler Winter Service Special is only good through the end of February, so don't wait too long. Bring your mower to Maximum Outdoor, just south of Kellogg on West Street, for a 15% discount on labor, or call 943-0201 for half price pickup and delivery.
Maximum service, maximum value, maximum outdoor equipment.
Reporting local news, and Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners conducted mostly routine business at last week's meeting, approving purchase of two new work trucks for a total of $89,000 and appointing Cassie Strunk to fill the Marshall County vacancy on the Pawnee Mental Health Board. A road use agreement for the Grain Belt Express transmission line was presented for consideration, and a representative is scheduled to meet with commissioners at the February 28th meeting. The Grain Belt, passing through Marshall County, will carry wind-generated electricity from southwest Kansas to Illinois and Indiana. Lines would run parallel to U.S. Highway 36, about 2 to 2.5 miles south of the highway. Washington County Commissioners held a brief executive session with the Environmental Science Director and discussed potential land acquisition and purchase, with no decisions made as a result at last week's meeting. A volunteer is being sought for an opening on the Transient Guest Tax Board. The Washington County attorney presented a timeline for the High Banks Wind Farm construction, which is planned for a section along the Washington Republic County line, noting that survey work on the proposed haul route is being conducted, which will be used to determine any road or bridge modifications required that will be funded by NextEra. Tree work could begin late this year in November, with road work to start shortly after the first of next year. The project will be a joint agreement with Republic County, and all agreements will be approved mutually by both counties' commissioners. The Nemahal County Sheriff asked commissioners to consider hiring a full-time IT director at some point in the near future. Gage County Board of Supervisors at last week's meeting briefly discussed topics for the Township Supervisors' annual meeting, planned March 10th, 7 p.m. at the American Legion in Beatrice. Laura Johnson McNish of Marysville has filed for district judge for the 22nd District, as current Judge James Patton has indicated that he does not intend to file for re-election. The district serves Marshall, Nemahal, Brown, and Donovan counties. McNish has served as magistrate judge since July 2019, after appointment to fill the unexpired term of Roy Roper in Donovan County. She's also previously served as Marshall County attorney and worked with the Kansas Department of Revenue. KNDY begins a series of salutes recognizing FFA month this week, with students and officers of area high school chapters featured on the radio. A Seneca native, Jessica Heinen of Topeka, was appointed by the governor to fill a vacancy in the Kansas 3rd Judicial District Court with the retirement of Chief Judge Richard Anderson. Jessica Heinen is a deputy district attorney with the Shawnee County District Attorney's Office and previously worked as a staff attorney for the Kansas Security Commissioner and was assistant city attorney for the city of Topeka. District court judges in the 3rd Judicial District are appointed by the governor and selected from nominees chosen by a nominating commission, and then are subject to retention elections every 4 years. Carol A. Wells, age 74, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Carol Wells. Arthur E. Gene Fincham, age 93, of Blue Rapids, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at the United Presbyterian Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Arthur Gene Fincham. Doug Hooligan Holly, age 61, of Odell, passed away Friday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at the Hanover American Legion. Burial in the Hanover City Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 8 at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Doug Holly. Marvin D. Feldhausen, senior, age 80, of Beatrice, formerly of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 9 a.m. at the Fox Funeral Home in Beatrice, burial in the Waterville Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 8 until 8. At the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Marvin Feldhausen, Sr. Jennifer M. Horn, age 44, of Bremen, passed away February 9th. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville with a rosary at 9:30. Masks will be required. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will greet friends Thursday, 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Jen Horn.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
A red flag warning will be in effect from early this afternoon until early this evening. Temperatures will continue to rise throughout the region today as strong southeast winds continue to bring warmer air further north. Conditions will continue to stay dry throughout the day before a large cold front forms throughout Wednesday, bringing a mixture of rain and snow showers. Today, we can expect to see highs in the lower 40s and lower 60s throughout Iowa, the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the mid-60s and mid-70s throughout Kansas, and the upper 50s to mid-60s throughout Missouri. Temperatures will start to shift overnight tonight, with some areas cooling down fairly quickly and others staying extremely mild, with lows in the lower 20s and mid-40s throughout Iowa, and the lower 20s to mid-50s throughout Kansas. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-February 45, record high on this date 73, the average low 22, and the record low 11 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:19, sunset this evening at 6:04.
From decongestant to deodorizer, mustard has dozens of household uses. We go beyond the hot dog next with the Old Farmer's Almanac. Farmers and ranchers looking to help their own following the devastating windstorms and fires in Kansas December 15th can use the Hitchpin app to help deliver relief.
Hitchpin is a great way to let others know what kind of help you need, or if you are able to help by donating hay, services, materials, labor, or any other kind of donation.
From the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, February 15th, the 46th day of the year. Comedian Chris Farley was born on this day in 1964, and an advertisement for mustard appeared in the Philadelphia Chronicle on this day 168 years ago, marking its first appearance in the American market. Most sources credit Benjamin Franklin for introducing it to the States. Aside from dressing up your hot dogs and hamburgers, mustard has dozens of other practical uses. Gargling with mustard mixed with water, lemon, and honey provides effective sore throat relief. Use it in place of vapor rub as a chest decongestant. Want to reuse a pickle or peanut butter jar? Fill it with mustard and hot water. Shake vigorously, and the odors will be gone. And if you have 8 hours to condition your hair, try using mustard oil. We're told it leaves hair silky and shiny. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Marquise Noel scored 14 of his 21 points in the second half. Mark Smith notched his seventh double-double. And Kansas State rallied to beat West Virginia 78-73 last night at Bramlage Coliseum in Manhattan. Noel sinks 7 of 11 shots from the floor, including 4 of 6 from three-point range, and had 3 steals to help the Wildcats, who are now 14-11 overall, 6-7 in the Big 12, win for the fourth time in 5 games, and end a 4-game skid against West Virginia, who falls to 14-11 overall, 3-9 in the conference. Ochai Agbaji scored 20 points, and number 6 Kansas saw all 5 starters score in double figures in a 76-62 victory over Oklahoma State in Lawrence at Allen Fieldhouse. Kansas, which wore throwback jerseys from the 1921-22 season, pulled away late in the first half and never was threatened in the second half. The Jayhawks are now 20-4 overall, 10-2 in the Big 12. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Want a great deal on a new or used trailer and service to back you up? Seahorse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we'll
place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer. Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got.
We make it easy.
Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
The MIAA Weekly Honors continue to roll in for the nation's leading scorer. Emporia State senior guard Trey Buchanan is the MIAA Player of the Week for the second straight week and the school record sixth time this season. Buchanan averaged 26.5 points, 5.5 assists, 4.5 boards, and 2 steals last week as the Hornets went 2-0, including a win over the highest-ranked opponent in school history. ESU rolled past number 2 Northwest Missouri on Tuesday before beating Lincoln by 19 on Saturday. Kansas's Jalen Wilson collected the Big 12 Men's Basketball Player of the Week honor. Wilson opened the week posting his second double-double of the season with 18 points and 11 rebounds at number 20 Texas. In the win against Oklahoma, Wilson scored 22 points and just missed a double-double with 9 rebounds. For the week, Wilson averaged 20 points and 10 rebounds and was 14 of 22 from the field. This is Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
The Marysville Bulldogs fell in both games to the Rumigo Red Raiders on Monday night. On the girls' side, they fell 64-38 on the side of the Red Raiders. Ashton Pearson finished the game with 18 total points, with Trista Hubler with 16 as well, both going perfect from the free throw line in the victory for the Raiders. And then on the side of the Marysville Bulldogs, Madison Lunnebaum with 12 total points, 6-6 from the free throw line, and then Lainey Schaefer finishing with a second team high in 8 points. Then on the boys' side, they had an early lead upwards of 11 points, but fell to Rumigo on essentially a last-second shot, 56-53. Ledger Rowden with 19 total points, leading the way for the Red Raiders, 15 from Jake Fritz. And on the side of Marysville, Jack Lauer finished with 14 total points, and then Peyton Smith with 10. For KNDY Radio, I'm Paxton Gordon.
Monday night makeup games. Wamego took Marysville in a pair. Wamego girls win 64-38. Wamego boys take Marysville 56-53. Tuesday night tip-offs. Valley Heights entertains Clifton Clyde. Axtell is home to Troy. Hanover travels to Washington County. Lynn is at Wakefield. Centralia entertains Blue Valley.
If you tend to overwater your houseplants, improve your gardening success with one of these moisture-loving plants. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Ferns are usually a good choice. They like consistently moist soil and high humidity. Group them with other plants or set the plant on a gravel tray of pebbles and water. The pebbles elevate the pot above the water. As the water evaporates, it increases the humidity around the plants. Spike moss is another moisture lover. This low grower is often used in terrariums. Consistently moist soil is the key to keeping the unique foliage of this plant looking its best. The tall papyrus, also known as cypress or umbrella plant, likes it wet. You may have grown this plant outdoors in a container or water garden. Try growing one indoors, but be sure to keep the soil moist or set the potted plant in a saucer or pot of water. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
The local newspaper originally described it as an eyesore and public laughingstock. Quite a tagline for a building that became one of the most popular and most photographed places in this state. Where is it and what is it? The answer on this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Verdesian Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more of the nutrients you're applying. Visit VLSCI.com to learn more.
Time Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Irish farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety campaign.
It's one of the most photographed buildings in Tennessee, or even the country for that matter.
The building was actually built in 1894 to be a federal customs house and post office.
Amy Llewellyn is describing the customs house in Clarksville, Tennessee. It was one specific product grown here that made a new customs house necessary.
The Cumberland River connects eventually to the Mississippi River, going out to the Gulf. So in the 1890s, they were exporting things to Europe. Tobacco was popular there, and it was coming from Clarksville and places here in Tennessee and Kentucky.
The building served its purpose, but what really made it stand out was its design. Something hard to do justice via radio, but something that can be seen on our American Countryside Facebook page.
The building is 1.5 stories, but with this tall, steep roof that has all these gables and architectural details, these eagles on the corner. The original design, people thought it was really bizarre. The newspaper actually had a comment about it being an architectural absurdity and public laughingstock.
Its unique design has made it an oft-photographed spot in the state. It went from serving as customs house to the Department of Electricity for the city. It became so popular that the city decided to keep it, and later it became the Customs House Museum in the 1980s.
In 1996, we kind of doubled our exhibit space by doing a whole new building that's attached. So now we tell Clarksville's history, but we also have a variety of art and children's exhibits and science and telling a whole general interest.
Today, that original architectural wonder still stands, a home to much history. Traveling the countryside in Clarksville, Tennessee, I'm Andrew McCray.
Wilhelm Auction Service will conduct a sale of a large collection of guns, toys, coins, belt buckles, and other miscellaneous for Jerry Rice and others this Sunday, February 20th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. Coins and toys sell first. The guns will sell last. They will have some coins. Toys will include a number of John Deere tractors, Hurdle, special edition, collector's edition models. Among the belt buckles, they have a variety of collectibles and series. In the guns and ammo, they have shotguns, rifles, pistols, a large assortment of ammo, plus a new compound bow, and a two-hole aluminum dog box. This public auction for Jerry Rice and others, conducted by Wilhelm Auction Service this Sunday, begins at 10 a.m. at the community building in Seneca. Again, coins and toys sell first. The guns will sell last, with over 75 guns plus ammo. For additional details, go online to kansasauctions.net. Sale conducted by Wilhelm Auction Service.
If you're in the market for a utility vehicle, consider a used one. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Be sure to inspect it so you know its condition and what you're paying for as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're not planning for the future, you're already falling behind. Thinking about what's next on your farm means staying one step ahead. At Commodity Classic, you'll cultivate better strategies to modernize your operation, where you can focus on yield and take your profits to the next level. The future is in your hands when you join us in New Orleans, March 10th through 12th, 2022. Learn more at CommodityClassic.com.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
A used utility vehicle can save you money. It's a good time to shop for one because there's a wealth of used machines on the market that are just a year or two old with any number of bells and whistles. Before you sign on the dotted line, there are some key things to check on a used UTV.
Dave Mowitz is the executive machinery editor for Successful Farming magazine and researches used machinery. He says you may find the specs on the UTV only list the number of hours on it, but not the mileage. You want to know both.
The reason is it amazed me the variety of both that I discovered. For example, I was looking at Gator XUV 835s, and I found one that had 950 hours and just a little over 3,000 miles. Another one had 850 hours, and it had over 5,500 miles. Significant enough number of miles there that, you know, you really want to take a look at that and get both.
If the machine is for sale at auction or a dealership, find out who the owner was, call them, and ask how it was used and maintained. Do your own thorough inspection. Start it up, drive it around, listen to the engine, and get a feel for the transmission. Then, get down on your hands and knees and look underneath it.
You want to look at the rock guards and the crash plates to see, have they been rammed into a lot of rocks or fence posts or really been given a lot of abuse? This indicates how it was used. Then look at the suspension, not only at the shocks to see how much play there is, but also look at the A-arm structure and the structure of the actual suspension itself. That structure underneath there could be bent.
Learn more about buying a used UTV at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Be thou my vision. Thou art.
am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
KNDY.
It's a good time to be a dairy farmer in the United States. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. They say good things come in threes. That certainly applies to Trident, the new industry standard in nitrogen loss prevention from Verdesian Life Sciences. Trident protects against all three forms of nitrogen loss, making more nitrogen available to the plant. And with fertilizer costs so high these days, better nitrogen use efficiency means more to your bottom line. Talk to your local ag retailer today to learn more about Trident. Are you looking for precision ag technology that works the way it's supposed to? How about a way to make a long planting season, harvest season, and every season in between more enjoyable? Look to Ag Leader for a technology solution that can be used across different colored machinery and in various seasons and field activities. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. 2022 looks to be a good year for U.S. dairy farm income, according to Peter Vitaliano, chief economist for the National Milk Producers Federation.
The biggest thing that's happening in the dairy economy is a very, very sharp drop off in the rate of growth of milk production and cow numbers. Basically, it's what we would call a supply side contraction.
Translation? Demand is outpacing supply for the moment, says Vitaliano.
This follows several years where, despite low prices and margins, milk production kept bouncing up. Prices would knock it down to where we'd have a few months of basically flat production, but then we'd increase back up to 3% year-over-year growth on a fairly regular basis. What's noteworthy about this latest contraction is that it seems like that upward buoyancy that we've seen for several years in the face of not very great returns to milk production is kind of turned around.
Vitaliano's comments are from the Dairy Defined podcast from the NMPF, and there's a link to it on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. I'll also have more in tomorrow's show. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
You already know H&R Block does taxes, but you may not know you can get expert help in person or virtually, or that our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. At H&R Block, help is here. All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund. Limitations apply. See hrblock.com/guarantees.
See your local H&R Block office in Marysville at 907 Broadway and in Beatrice at 115 North 6th Street.
Manhattan Trench Company, Manhattan 10, still a special stock down breeder for sale, Wednesday, February the 16th, start at 11 a.m. on the first calf heifer pairs. Consignments include 9 black calves vaccinated fall calving first calf heifers. They'll have September-October calves besides. There'll be 18 Angus first calf heifers with 30 to 45-day-old Angus-sired calves, 15 fancy red Angus first calf heifers with 35-day-old AI-sired calves. We'll have 60 black first calf heifers. They're AI-bred for March calving. 20 red Angus first calf heifers, bred to Angus bulls for February 20 calving. Red cows include a complete dispersal of 140 red Angus, black Angus cows. They'll be 4 years to short and solid, bred to Hereford, Angus, and red Angus bulls for March 1 calves. There'll be 50 fancy black, black-white-faced Angus and sim-Angus cows. 3 to 6 years old, they'll be bred for late February, March calves. We'll have over 300 black, black-white-faced Charlie and red Angus cows. They'll be 3 years to short and solid. They're bred for late February through March calving. to consign cows, or for more information on this special cow sale to be held on Wednesday, February the 16th, starting at 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. As agriculture faces new challenges and a changing climate, crop insurance remains the number one risk management tool for America's farmers and ranchers. And crop insurers and farm industry leaders praise the program as they gather this week for the industry's annual meeting in California. And Kendall Jones is the chair of the National Crop Insurance Services and president and CEO of Pro Ag, where she says,
when the going gets tough, America's farmers know that they can rely on crop insurance to deliver aid quickly. We have the track record to prove it. Last year, crop insurance protected a record 460 million acres of farmland and more than $137 billion worth of food, fiber, and fuel.
She goes on to say that farmers much purchase crop insurance policies, investing $5 billion of their own money in 2021 to protect their crops. Jones says that the increasing popularity of crop insurance should come as no surprise.
We're proud that crop insurance has earned the trust of America's farmers, and we don't take that trust for granted. Not only did our industry meet the challenges of the past year, but we did so while also introducing new and improved policies and programs. By building upon our past successes, the crop insurance industry consistently delivers results to keep our farmers growing.
Among some of the most highly discussed topics of the conference was how the industry is improving to meet the changing needs of agriculture. And Jones praised the data-driven nature of crop insurance, explaining that it made crop insurance uniquely adept to help America's farmers respond to the climate change issue.
As the cornerstone of the farm safety net, crop insurance is an invaluable tool to help America's farmers survive weather disasters. Crop insurance is also continually adjusting to keep pace with new science and support the voluntary adoption of proven climate-smart farming practices.
You can find more information online at cropinsuranceinamerica.org. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
This is an ag business update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The COVID-19 pandemic continues to defy conventional wisdom and economic norms surrounding the U.S. food industry. Prior to the pandemic, most food industry analysts believe the escalating input cost typically leads to a squeeze in profitability for food manufacturers before offsetting price increases can eventually take effect. But the unique circumstances of the pandemic led to a different situation unfolding in 2021. According to a new report from Kobach's Knowledge Exchange Division, a perfect storm of increasing input costs mid-21 led to a series of pricing adjustments, some of which are just now hitting grocery shelves. Additionally, consumer food spending has not returned to pre-pandemic patterns, upending industry expectations, and as a result, grocery demand remains robust, sales remained elevated, food companies able to begin raising prices and profit margins. On average, it showed little sign of compression.
Now, the hopeful outlook for the onset of 2021, when it appeared the worst of the supply chain issues were coming to an end, quickly moved by the second quarter. It became clear that the global drought would take a toll on grain harvest, vaccinations would not be a panacea for labor shortages, and trucking companies were being overwhelmed by inventory restocking efforts, and energy supplies were not rebounding in line with the surging recovery in demand. Well, the Transportation and Energy Departments plan to distribute $5 billion to states for construction of electric vehicle charging stations over the next 5 years. The funding for the National Vehicle Infrastructure Formula Program will come out of the $7.5 billion included in the bipartisan infrastructure law that was passed by Congress and signed by President Biden last fall. According to Secretary of Energy Jennifer Granholm, the $5 billion in funding will be used to build charging stations along major highways and transportation corridors and will create up to 500,000 charging ports. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
Your shop tools and equipment with you wherever you go. This Minnesota man retrofitted an old school bus into a shop on wheels on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you a farmer or rancher in the U.S. interested in a new revenue stream that is guaranteed for 10 years? Agora Carbon Alliance's national team of carbon farming experts can show you how by implementing simple practice changes like no-till, cover cropping, and grazing management. Contact your local on-the-ground Agora Carbon agronomist by visiting agorocarbonalliance.com.
There's no need to compromise on your seed decision. At Farmers Business Network and FBN Direct, we say no to zone pricing and yes to transparency, so your bottom line doesn't have to take a hit. Head to FBN.com/plant to find out how our seed lineup can help you save big on the diverse genetics your farm needs. Farmers Business Network and FBN Direct. Quality seed, honest prices, no compromise. Visit FBN.com/plant.
Of Butterfield, Minnesota was looking for a service truck that would house a shop full of tools as well as provide a place to get in from the weather. He bought an old 84-passenger school bus for $600 from the school district and retrofitted it to hold everything he needed. The shop on wheels goes with him when he's doing field work, or if somebody needs help, he drives the bus to them. It carries a remarkable array of tools and other shop necessities.
Generator, welder, air compressor, jump starter, the whole nine yards. A storage area where you could work on top. So in the fall, we'll put combine parts and things like that in there. In the spring, we put tillage parts and everything in it. And if you're doing something simple, you can set it on top and work on it. We carry our torch. We carry two different sizes of plasma cutters. And the big air pack will run about anything you want to run.
This is the Broughton's second bus conversion, which is larger than the first one. This time, they added creature comforts that the whole family can enjoy, an RV refrigerator that runs on 120 or 12-volt electricity, an onboard gas generator, and even a TV.
We all get together at noon or evening to have dinner. Sometimes it's a midnight snack. We found out if you got a nice place to bring stuff and plug in crock pots or cook on, you get to eat really well. We got a table. We usually can set 8 to 10 people around. They can bring their food and plug it in and leave again or whatever. And we got everything inside. We used to have to worry about when you go back to the yard, you had to get your equipment truck inside because everything was prone to getting wet or whatever. Well, now it doesn't matter. You just drive the bus home and park it.
I'm Jody Henke. Watch a video about the Broughton School Bus Service Shop at agriculture.com.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, going through a Tuesday today. Market's wrapping up here in just a little bit. Still pretty consistent today. Been seeing a lot of red on the board. The grain slowly moving further into the red as the day's gone along today. Livestock still lingering in the green, doing relatively well overall for a Tuesday today. March corn is down 19 and a quarter cents, sitting at 636 and a half right now. The May also down by 19 cents at 636 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat, March is down 24 and a half cents currently at 804 even a bushel. So taking a bit of a hit there. Beans, they've moved further into the red as well, with March soybeans down 20 and a half cents at 1549 and a half. We have the meal for March down $9.80 at 436.60. And the oil for soybean March is down 41 cents at 65 and 40 cents. Cotton market, they were up slightly a little bit ago. They're back down into the red after a red start to the day as well, with March cotton down 6 pennies at 122.87. We have the canola for March down 5.5 bucks at 10.04 and 10 cents. Oats, they were seeing at least a little bit of green in some of the later futures, but not any longer. Most of it red all across the board here. March oats are down a quarter right now at 7.20 even a bushel. So definitely taking a hit. Over in the livestock, as we mentioned, though, mostly higher numbers here. Live cattle for February still up 52 cents at 142.95. The April in the green by 52 cents at 146.87. Feeder cattle seeing some decent growth here. March up $2.05 at 168.92, with the April up $1.55 at 173.05. And the lean hogs mostly higher here. April up $1.72 at 104.05, with the May up $1.50 at 108 even right now. U.S. dollar index a little bit lower here, 37 cents down for the March index at 95.98. We have 30-year bonds that are down just slightly at 150, and 10-year notes that are in the red slightly, sitting at 125 at 24. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Hi, I'm Laura Howard, Secretary of the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services. In Kansas, there are more than 540,000 people on Medicare, and each day, nearly 10,000 new people enroll nationwide. While Medicare enrollment can seem daunting, it doesn't have to be. That's where SHIC, or the Senior Health Insurance Counseling for Kansas program, comes in. The SHIC program provides seniors across Kansas trusted and unbiased help about Medicare benefits. SHIC counselors provide all the information and options available so you can make an informed decision about your Medicare coverage. We look forward to helping you navigate your way to a Medicare plan that is right for you. The number to call to find your local SHIC counselor is 1-800-860-5260.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, and aired in cooperation with
FFA is a valuable forum for learning so much about agriculture. And Western National Bank wants to thank the Wymore FFA chapter leaders for helping the Wymore area youth develop an interest in ag management and the ag industry skills. From your friends at Western National Bank in Wymore, member FDIC.
This is National FFA Week, and FFA students across the country are celebrating. I'm National FFA's Southern Region Vice President Eric Robinson from the state of Georgia. Many special activities are happening in FFA communities this week, but all year long, FFA members experience education, leadership, service, and personal and professional development as FFA feeds our intellectual growth and curiosity. Celebrate with us and share your FFA stories during hashtag FFA Week.
A salute to our local FFA chapters and members from Free CPA, Kramer Oil and CJ Express, B&W Electric, Pony Express Veterinary Clinic, Marineman Farmers Mutual Insurance, Hanover Electric, and Midwest Products.
My name is Ashley Scala, and I'm the president. Just to get more out in the world, it kind of helped me with my anxiety and getting to know people. And I'm pretty thankful for that, honestly. It makes me feel kind of proud. I don't think I would have been able to do this without them in my life.
My name is Owen Strassman. I'm the current vice president of the Axel FFA. FFA has taught me a lot of leadership skills and being responsible and getting jobs done in a timely manner and correctly. Like I said before, FFA gives me that opportunity to grow in leadership, and through this I can help lead my school and lead my community and encourage them to be their best.
A salute to our local FFA chapters and members from Free CPA, Kramer Oil and CJ Express, B&W Electric, Pony Express Veterinary Clinic, Marine Farmers Mutual Insurance, Hanover Electric, and Midwest Products. Are you seeking the perfect part-time opportunity to earn real money based on your ability and your effort? Do you like meeting people, working with businesses and developing prospects, and charting your course toward success? Would you welcome the chance to set your own hours and work schedule? If you answered yes and you have experience in sales or marketing, we'd like to talk. Radio KNDY is seeking an account representative to call on local retail and service businesses, assist in developing and expanding their marketing plans, and help in growing their business prospects. You absolutely need to be a well-organized self-starter, relate and communicate well with others, be creative in developing ideas and strategies, and be efficient and thorough in follow-through. A radio or advertising background is helpful, but we would certainly work with the right individual experienced in sales or marketing. Today's business environment demands that you be flexible, committed, and willing to get the job done. In return, we'll establish contacts and leads with you and allow a commission that rewards your efforts. This is a part-time position to start, but can work into a full-time opportunity if you stay with it. Contact us today with your resume, experience, and qualifications. Email KNDY@BlueValley.net. That's KNDY@BlueValley.net. For additional details, contact station manager Bruce Dierking.
Legendary country music on a legendary country station. We're KMDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.